If successful, Tay Community Rink will be the focus of an application to convert its storage room into change rooms, paid for in full by a community fund grant. Sow Lindsay Barron admitted to Tay Council that the September 29 deadline for funding a Parks and Rec upgrade project caught staff off guard, necessitating the hurried request at the regular meeting under new business matters. Staff recently became aware of a funding opportunity under the Community Building Fund capital stream for repair, renovation, or retrofitting of an existing sport or recreation facility, explained Barron to Tay Council. Under this grant, they're looking to address a vocal community need by extending the life and maximizing the use of an existing facility, or a COVID-19-related requirement now, that supports future preparedness. Barron told council that the application would allow the township to be eligible to fund a single project from $10,000 up to $500,000 at 100% of funding. In the report provided to council, the Tay Community Rink storage room conversion to change rooms was estimated to cost between $250,000 up to $350,000. Options provided by Barron to council included the Tay Community Rink located within Talbot Park, the long-overdue Oakwood Park resurfacing project, the purchase of various outdoor exercise equipment for parks in the township, as well as a request for any other directions council could provide staff. Council discussed the matter with sides divided primarily between the community rink and Oakwood Park. Given how our seasons are changing, said Deputy Mayor Gerard Lachapelle, our outdoor rinks seem to be becoming diminished. We all recognize that the rink and facility in Tay Community Rink is on the rise of increase. I think this is a perfect fit, it's an opportunity to increase the use. Count. Paul Raymond agreed. I've been involved with a lot of the youth groups in Tay Township, and my initial decision is that I would support the community rink storage conversion system. Two things. I think that fits the stream requirements almost to a T, and we will get immediate improvement on the rink usage, so it's not something that we're not sure will be adopted or accepted by the residents. Count. Barry Norris also voted for the rink, citing the Oakwood Park resurfacing as being on the long-term budget scheduled for repair, in contrast to the community rink. Both Cown, Mary Warnock and Jeff Bumstead were torn between the choice, with them advocating for Oakwood Park and the residents of the affordable seniors housing at 60 Maple Street in Victoria Harbor as an indication to where they were leaning. Mayor Ted Walker listed off many additional choices, but shared that his vote would be Oakwood Park to have it finally completed. Count. Sandy Talbot took a different option than the rest, putting her vote in for accessibility of residents with special needs, referencing portable rollout mats that allow mobility along beach areas. It's fine and dandy for people who don't have disabilities, but there are those in our township who do. I think we need to focus on their needs, said Talbot. I think sometimes we can forget those people with special needs, and we need to open that up a little bit broader. It opens the door for people that may not be able to go in the water and enjoy something good. A motion was put forward with the Tay Community Rink as the first presented option, to which the majority of council voted yes. Staff was then directed to submit the funding application by the September 29 deadline. Tay Council meets for regular council meetings every fourth Wednesday of the month. Further information including council's agenda can be found on the Tay Township website.